is in Egypt and other parts of the world. Some of the farmers trying to resist, however, in those countries. We're not doing that here in the good old USA, but people concerned about the swine flu enough that 300 schools have been closed and a lot of kids will be out of school indefinitely, at least for a couple of weeks, 175,000 plus out because somebody contracted it at their school or in a neighborhood close by. Joe Biden puts his foot in his mouth talking about the swine flu and basically tells people not to fly. So Janet Napolitano has to react as the Homeland Security Secretary, and she gently corrects Joe Biden. Biden was our blunder of the week, if you didn't hear our last hour. Also, we're going to talk about Judge Souter and possible replacements and the fact that this is one big moment for Barack Obama, because now he gets a seat at the big table. He gets to choose that lifetime appointment for the Supremes. So we're going to have a little bit of a shakeup, obviously, as far as justices are concerned. We're going to talk about this day in history, birthdays, and some of the lighter fare as well circulating out there. But off the bat, let's talk about Miss California. Miss California was the subject of this show midweek. Miss California was asked the question about, from Perez Hilton, about her thoughts on gay marriage, that Vermont had just been another state that allows gay marriage, and how did she feel about that decision and why. And, of course, we all know what happened afterwards. So now, as many people are sticking up for Carrie Prejean, there are people who are pounding her head into the sand, of course, and one of them is Perez Hilton. Well, there's an ad that has just started to circulate, and I think a lot of people haven't even heard it yet. It's been on a couple of probably talk shows and stuff throughout the day. It'll really blow up, I think, on Friday and over the weekend. And what happened was she allowed the National Organization for Marriage, and she joined them, to put out this national ad campaign that touted the right, basically, of Americans to say, hey, this is my opinion on gay marriage, without getting any kind of a backlash. And we're going to let you hear that spot in a second. Matt, can we roll the spot? Do we have the spot?
About marriage.
I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there.
Then is attacked.
She's a dumb okay.
A pro-marriage group talks about how gay marriage will impact religious groups.
It's no longer palatable in this country or okay to be an outright bigot.
They attack if you oppose gay marriage because they don't want to debate the consequences.
Yeah, so there you go. That's their philosophy. They don't want to debate the consequences, so we get slammed to the ground, etc. You get it. So she's taking a lot of heat. I think she's going to lose her crown. Should she have just let things be? She stood up for herself. Boom, just let it go away. Do your deal as Miss California. Was she right to continue to say, listen, I'm going to stand up for this, and since I'm getting slammed, why not go down this road? They take away the tiara. Who cares? Kay is listening to us in Pennsylvania on WESB. Hey, Kay, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call. What do you think, Kay?
I just wanted to say I'm in total agreement with Mark from New York. We're 100% in support of this lady in California.
Yeah, because I guess, you know, if that's your conviction, and now she's already in the thick of it, you know how that is, Kay. Once they have you, and she's getting a lot of, you know, she's getting a lot of ugly hate email and all that kind of stuff, so she's deflecting it. I guess it's just a step along the same direction, so why not?
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, because, thanks, Kay, I think this is going to continue now for probably throughout the weekend and probably into the beginning of next week. But forever, she will go down as a name that people, I think, will remember. They'll remember Miss California, Carrie Prejean, and what she said and what happened there. You know, if you look at beauty pageant scandals, the Vanessa Williams photographs and that sort of stuff, and there have been others, this will go right up there, will rank up there. So people, I don't believe, will forget who she is. And in some cases, the people that approve what she stood up for. In other cases, people lambasting her for saying what she thought was the correct thing to say, her true belief. See, here's the deal with this. Even if you think she was dead wrong, what I don't understand is, okay, so you, if you think she's dead wrong, that's fine, but she answered it truthfully, at least, instead of the other way. She could have said some other answer. Yeah, that's fine, whatever. Okay, you know, we have a right to vote in this country, and if that's the way it goes and that's legislation, then I agree with it. She could have tried to poke herself out of it, but then she'd be a hypocrite. So at a young age, she already learned about these tough decisions that you make. You either stand by your convictions or you, you know, have a wobbly backbone. And it's much easier to have a wobbly backbone, especially when you have a giant spotlight on you. And who knew she would be in that position? I don't think she thought she was going to be in that position. It was more about the bathing suit, you know, how she looked in some of the other stuff and the choices that the judges were making. Even though there's the chance she could be asked a tough question, I don't think she thought she was going to be asked that and would suddenly be front and center. I seriously doubt it. Hey, speaking of being front and center, obviously the Souter deal, his decision to retire is giant. Also, swine flu, where's that going? Is it going to turn into a full-blown pandemic, or will the furor over it die down as the cases go down? But, you know, cases aren't going down. We're just hearing about more cases because of that incubation period. I think we're still going to hear about more cases next week, so that'll continue. You may see more school closings. Chrysler, and dealing with bankruptcy and what to do with the automakers and the lack of compromise, or should we say the chance to try to dance this out, is certainly become a lot more narrow. As in the Chrysler deal, Chrysler filed for bankruptcy and Obama had nothing but nasty words for all the hedge funds who refused to accept the government's offer of about 29 cents on the dollar for $6.9 billion in debt that Chrysler owed. Here's what he said.
After consulting with my auto task force, I can report that the necessary steps have been taken to give one of America's most storied automakers, Chrysler, a new lease on life. I don't stand with those who held out when everybody else is making sacrifices. And that's why I'm supporting Chrysler's plans to use our bankruptcy laws to clear away its remaining obligations so the company can get back on its feet and onto a path of success. This process will be quick. It will be efficient. It's designed to deal with those last few holdups, and it will be controlled. It will not disrupt the lives of the people who work at Chrysler or live in communities that depend on it.
Oh, my, oh, my. Hey, the other part of this story now, Chrysler is owned by two governments, the U.S. and Canada. It's also run by an Italian automaker, Fiat, and this is going to get real interesting. And the CEO is leaving the firm when the bankruptcy is completed. My, oh, my, what tales we weave. Hang with us.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $891.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $917.69, $458.85 for a half ounce, and $229.42 for the quarter ounce. That's $917.69, $458.85, and $229.42.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
After consulting with my auto task force, I can report that the necessary steps have been taken to give one of America's most storied automakers, Chrysler, a new lease on life. I don't stand with those who held out when everybody else is making sacrifices. And that's why I'm supporting Chrysler's plans to use our bankruptcy laws to clear away its remaining obligations so the company can get back on its feet and onto a path of success. This process will be quick. It will be efficient. It's designed to deal with those last few holdups, and it will be controlled. It will not disrupt the lives of the people who work at Chrysler or live in communities that depend on it.
Now I guess it's up to Fiat, the man behind Fiat, to try to revive Chrysler, breathe new life into it, because it's a mess. I just described the hodgepodge that it is. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking about a couple of different things, as per usual, a plethora of discussion here, including Miss California and whether or not she should have continued to put the heat on herself by being part of this organization that's pushing for the right to say what they think about marriage. And they have a kind of a saucy little ad that's starting to circulate across the United States. You can bet she's going to take a lot of abuse for that and probably will lose the crown, as I said. But was it worth it in the end, do you think? Also, swine flu, have you taken any kind of precautions? Is anybody out there concerned enough that finally, after 6-7 days of talking about this, that it's so ingrained in your head that, oh yeah, we have the swine flu in the United States and a couple of different areas, and maybe I need to be a little more cautious about washing my hands or how I, you know, my personal hygiene, how I blow my nose or cough or that kind of stuff. I'm saying that people who have family members who have it, of course, are, if you're not anywhere near the area, I think people in the United States aren't really that worried about it, even though there are a lot of calls to pharmacies. Most of them seem to be in the hot zone areas. So I'm just wondering if people listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa, or listening to us in Connecticut or Kansas or anywhere in between are at all now a little bit more concerned after hearing that the alert was raised to 5. It won't necessarily take that much if you have more people that come down with it to push it to a 6, then they call it a pandemic. And if there was a vaccination readily available, would you run out and try to get that? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. So I guess the Fiat chief is going to be the one that's going to have to work some of the magic. He is jumping in, and he's full throttle guy. Don't you love that? Full throttle. And Sergio Marchionne apparently has a lot of respect from people in the car industry. He's one of they call him the corporate wizard. I guess this is the time to try to work that magic then. I'm wondering what this Italian automaker and maybe he just has an incredible head for business, I don't know, because you're going to have to worry about that remaining debt that's been restructured. You're going to have to reduce the auto dealer network that's out there and then figure out a way to turn the whole thing around. Now, here's what I think. I think ultimately the car industry will bounce back, but is it going to take the next year? Is it going to go into the next calendar year? I mean, are people still buying cars now? And the answer to that is, well, if they desperately need the car, but I think if people can hold off on cars, depending on what their wallets like these days, I think people are holding off right now. But I do think that it'll bounce back. If it bounces back at the same time that this Fiat guy can help work the magic of changing the image, I guess, and the bloated balances on the Chrysler bottom line, then maybe he has a shot at this. But is bankruptcy and the reorganization really the answer? I guess the good news is, if you work for Chrysler, that you're not out on the street. Because the deadline to file, remember that viability plan when that first started? Remember all the hubbub over that? And then the big three ran to Washington and they had no plan in place. Then they came back and tried to proclaim that they were green on the way. They decided to drive instead of taking corporate jets because they got slammed for each taking three different jets from Detroit. It's been a fiasco from the get-go. And so why not have the Italian guy involved in the middle of this? And maybe he'll figure out a way to cut through the clutter. Can't hurt, right? At the top of the show, I think I mentioned this, that the swine flu has shut down 300 schools across the United States. And it's scary to think of that. I really think it's the school kids who have been hit the hardest. You see the pictures of people wiping down all the desks and scrubbing the school, because the outbreak really has pushed into about a dozen states. And even, this is a strange thing too, even got to the White House. There's an aide to the energy secretary that got sick helping arrange Barack Obama's trip to Mexico, but didn't fly on Air Force One and didn't pose a risk to the president. Isn't that wild? So right there amongst them, there was somebody who came down with it. How about it? And reports of the swine flu obviously are rocketing. Now you finally have a Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebel. It's going to be on her head what to do. And, you know, obviously this flu is going to spread a little bit. And we had the first death the other day, which was sad, a small 23-month-old who traveled to Texas, a Mexican toddler, actually, and might not be the last. I mean, I hope certainly in the United States we don't see a lot of deaths, but we crossed the border in Mexico, you're talking about over 150. So you've got a lot of people logging on to the CDC to try to figure out what is a pandemic and what can they do and how do they protect themselves. You have more people buying hand gel and wiping that on in between washings and all that sort of stuff. You have the VP, Joe Biden, saying that he discouraged family members from flying or even taking the subway. That was nice. And then, of course, the White House bounces back and says that the VP really what he meant to say is he was discouraging non-essential travel to Mexico and the hardest hit areas. It's almost like, you know how they have sign language or captions? It's almost like he needs somebody to interpret whatever it is that he says. And they should have captions for Joe Biden whenever he speaks, and then there's no way he'll get off the administration's message if they could just only do that, right? But so far, anyway, in the U.S., the cases are pretty mild. We had a doctor on just the other day, and that's what he told us. And we're going to have somebody else on coming on Sunday, another doctor, to give us an update on the swine flu. But so far, they're fairly mild for the most part, except for the one death, which obviously is terrible. But it's a much different story in Mexico, where the number keeps climbing. Now they're up to just over 160 deaths that have been reported. And there are millions, just to reassure anyone that is in that state of thinking they might want to panic, there are millions of doses of anti-flu drugs that are being flown to states in case they're needed against a pandemic. Because you can't predict what this virus is going to do because it is a new strain. It's a new virus. So the acting head of the CDC even said is not every pandemic turns out, because people keep thinking it's like the Spanish flu in 1918, that there are some that just look like a really rough flu season. I think that was a smart thing to put out there, but there is enough medication to treat 11 million people, and they're shipping them to the states where it's shown up. So the anti-flu drugs like Tamiflu and Relenza are on the way or already have arrived at most of the places. The government's also buying 13 million treatment courses of antiviral drugs, and that's in case they, worst case scenario, have to replenish the stockpile and help fight the flu, the swine flu outbreak. And they also started to send some of the drugs to Mexico to help fight it there, and they're trying to prepare a vaccine. So you think about this, with all the scientists and everything else that we have, they're trying to prepare the key ingredient to make a vaccine against this new flu strain. But really, in all honesty, it takes at least several months before you can even do any kind of testing. And you have to do other testing before you do human testing, that means animals, to make sure the vaccine is safe and if it actually works. And if it works, they could probably have it maybe by the fall, but they don't have it yet. So you got these schools that are closed. 300. How about it? Odds and ends coming up around the bend.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the name of the show. We're talking about a, as I said before, I love this word, plethora of things, including Miss California. And the fact that she's taking another shiner, getting another black eye for stepping out of the shadows and saying what she thinks. She could have just kind of gone off course. And when I say gone off course, she could have just backed off of the whole thing and just left well enough alone. But I think she was asked to be part of this campaign, and she said, sure, why not? At this point, because she's already out there, I would probably say the same thing. But I think that, and this will turn into a bigger controversy, they're going to take the crown away from her because this will get really nasty, especially in Cali. And then the auto industry, Chrysler, and now it's a four-pronged monster owned basically by four different folks, have their hands in this pie, and, of course, a couple of different countries. So interesting doings on that. I'm glad for the people that don't lose their job, don't get me wrong, but will this work or is it just plugging up another hole in the boat? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Aaron, kind enough to hang around listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Aaron, what's your take on Miss California?
Well, I was going to kind of hit everything there, I guess, what sure. We've been talking about. But Miss California, I guess, was probably the main thought of my mind. As always, I appreciate you taking my call, and just know that you give my wife a break when I get to talk to you.
Well, that's good. Tell her that's a good thing.
Yeah, she thinks so. I think I called in last week when, I guess, it first started taking comments about this. I hope that she doesn't lose her crown. I mean, for one, I mean, you know, she went through the whole beauty thing, you know, contest with every other woman there. And, you know, I mean, she made it to the final round. And you know, and like I said last time, I mean, she gave her honest opinion, what she believed and all that. I wonder, you know, I love this country, too. I know you say it all the time. You know, I mean, we have the right to think what we think. We can disagree. You know, we can agree to disagree with people. You know, we don't have to think the same thing. That's what makes this country great.
Right.
But people, when they talk about, like, the Constitution in relation, you know, to our rights, it's like they talk about it in a nostalgic way, like it's surreal. And, I mean, it's what our country was founded on. I mean, you know, that's, you know, why all the people came over here in the beginning, you know, because they wanted to be able to live free and, you know, be a free people and all that. But I don't find anywhere in the Constitution, and I have a copy of it, where it says politically correct. I mean, I don't find those words. So, I mean, that's kind of funny. You know, I mean, and I just, that bothers me a lot. I mean, I have my opinions down very, you know, I mean, I'm opinionated, obviously. If I'm going to call in on a talk radio show, I mean, I do have an opinion I feel like sharing. But it's just people have got to step back and say, okay, I don't agree with that person, and that's fine. But you got to still show that respect. And I don't understand when we got off on that bend in the road about being politically correct. I mean,
I agree with you, Aaron. I say it all the time. I don't understand. It's like if you go back to the 70s and watch the television that was airing in the 70s, in a way, in prime time, it was more risque, the things that they said. They would be racist, bigot, crazy,
right.
You know, labeled a million different things. If you listened to R.G. Bunker and took verbatim what he said, that show couldn't air because people would freak out about it. It's very strange because I think that you should be able, you can think somebody's completely off their rocker, but that's the beauty of this country. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
We don't live in Cuba. Yeah,
right,
we don't live in
Venezuela.
Yeah, Venezuela, Cuba, any, pick a country where you can't express yourself on any of these issues. Are you kidding? I mean, in most countries, you wouldn't even have a woman doing a talk radio show. I'd be beheaded or stoned or whatever. So I think people forget that there was a lot that went into the fight for freedom, and they should just back off a little bit.
Yeah, and the one thing that people don't, I guess they forget is, like, if you do not want to draw attention to something that you don't like, well, you don't make an issue of it. I mean, you know, that Judge Perez Hilton or whatever, I mean, and of course he's got his own agenda, you know, to draw, I guess, attention to, advocacy for gays and all that. But, you know, I mean, he's just helping her cause too. I mean, you know, I mean, he could have just went on the internet, let off steam, whatever, and, you know, been done with it, but now he's made her, he's projected her up there on a, you know, on a screen for everybody to look at now, and she's, you know, got her own, her face for, you know, the marriage thing and all that. So, I mean, you know, it kind of backfired in that sense too. So you don't want to, you know, blow it up, you know, you don't want to draw attention to it if you don't agree with something like that, but he did the opposite way. But, you know, anyway, I hope she doesn't lose her crown. She deserved it. You know, she should have won, my opinion, but, you know, she didn't. But, you know, I still think that she deserves to have the runner-up position, and she shouldn't lose that. On the swine flu deal, I think in Kentucky, you know, I guess, you know, I mean, we keep listening to the news here and, you know, just seeing what's going on with all that, but I guess until we kind of confirm cases here, I guess it's not going to be as real for us. You know, I mean, obviously it's going around, you know, a little bit around the country, you know, but still here, you know, if we haven't had any cases, you know, I guess we're just kind of waiting and see kind of deal there.
Yeah, and I think that's what I said, because you're kind of in a bubble. You're in a pocket where there aren't any cases, so it's not as discussed other than it's a big, giant national story, but thank goodness you're not worried about three streets over there's been an outbreak.
Yeah, and at least not yet until somebody goes on a trip somewhere and comes back and infects
everybody. That's right. Tell them Joe Biden sent you.
Also, I'm in the auto industry, and I know that the Chrysler deal, you know, I mean, I hope that they come out of that, you know, and obviously they're going to, you know, in a few months, I suppose, taking bankruptcy. I think for our company that I work at, you know, GM is also, you know, where they're going to be shutting down basically, I guess, for 11 weeks or whatever. I mean, you know, those two together, you know, a lot of concern, you know, like I said, the suppliers, you know, I mean, obviously we are having to, you know, look at that, for us and make sure that, we have enough of our vehicles and all the other companies that are still operating. You got to make sure that if you want to sell a car or a truck or whatever to a customer, that you have the options that they want and the vehicle that they want, because if our suppliers shut down also, because they're the same suppliers, we have to make sure we have the vehicle. So that's kind of one of those things that we have to be aware of, is that we want to make sure that we can make it through that time period that they're shut down if the suppliers have to shut down also.
Right, right, and that's a big deal. People don't realize that. It's starting to be reported a little bit more, but it's not just the immediate people that are affected by the company. It's exactly what you said. It's the fact that the suppliers affect others in the auto industry, and you have to take a step back and look at that. As always, Aaron, great call. Thanks. You have a fabulous weekend.
Okay, thank you. You too.
All right, so you see Aaron just chimed in on all three things that we were talking about. You can do that or pick whatever you want, whatever flavor. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming up, we're going to do a little cheap movie review for you, as we have a couple of movies that are new this weekend at the theater. One of them, Wolverine, which has been getting a lot of buzz, of course, because the Hugh Jackman and the whole thing was popular anyway. When you look at the original X-Men, and what do they have, X-Men 1 and 2, basically, and now you have Wolverine, so it goes back to the beginning, which is the new thing to do. You go back and you tell the story. They're going to do that with Star Trek, too. That's coming up soon. And that, I think, could... I don't know how the acting will be. If the acting's decent, to see James Kirk and Spock when they were young guys... could, and I'm not a Trekkie, but that could be interesting. I like the idea. I like the idea of going back to see that. I don't know if it'll work. Matt, what do you think? Do you think it'll work, the Star Trek thing, the wind back in history thing?
I think it looks awesome, and I never have been a fan of Star Trek. Not even really Star Wars either. I saw the movies, but never a big Star Wars guy, but I enjoy the films. This new Star Trek film... it looks fantastic. I don't know. The first time I saw the preview, I was like, wow, that's for Star Trek? Because I was all amped up.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought, too. That's what they did to me. I was at a theater, and I saw the trailer, and like I said, you're going back. You're going back to the Final Frontier, basically. So can the franchise go boldly where it's gone before and win over fans is a huge question by taking us to the beginning of the series. And I'm thinking the two guys that are in it look like they're pretty decent. I mean, they're unknown actors, but that's the beauty of it. Maybe you didn't necessarily want someone famous. So you're talking about the real generation going back all the way to the beginning of the Enterprise and tracing back around in time. What will the crew encounter? The interesting thing about Star Trek is what they encounter. And I'm assuming the movie will. They don't give everything away in the trailer, but I'm assuming they'll capitalize on that. So
I think the best thing to happen for the sci-fi genre films is how the special effects are so just drastically improved.
I think so too.
Like,
and this comes up soon. This is opening May 8th. And I guess J.J. Abrams is the guy who put this together, and I think he's done some brilliant things. I mean, he's the guy behind, what is it, Lost? And he's also the guy behind Fringe. Now, I watch Fringe, and they put a lot of interesting techniques to work on that little show that's on Fox. So I'm going to go see this. I will definitely go see it, and I'm not a Trekkie either. So both Matt and I say we're intrigued, but yet neither one of us couldn't necessarily name all the characters from the Star Trek episodes. I can name the main ones, but you get into the Romulans and all that, I don't think I could go there with you. 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Come away with me. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
A little Norah Jones, Grammy Award winning Norah Jones. Wow, if she wasn't, I think she's married or engaged, but if not, I would say that might be the perfect hookup for our Matt Johnson, who is nestled in the bosom of our exquisite studios in Minneapolis, of course, running the ship. Matt, what do you think?
I'd take her.
I'd take her. You didn't even have to wait for the response. I'd take her. You sound like one of those Somalian pirates.
take her on board for my booty.
She has a beautiful voice, doesn't she?
Yeah, definitely. She plays the piano. She's not a poppy girl.
No.
That's nice. You know, classic kind of indie musical chick.
Yeah. Yeah, she's due for to come out with another album or something, so it'll be interesting to see where she goes with that. But her music kind of goes across the board, and she won a ton of Grammys for that.
Yeah, like her and who's the other one? Sarah Bareilles, like her too.
Okay, I'm going to say thumbs up to that, definitely. All right, so this is kind of our cheap movie review. We were just talking about Star Trek and how we were both interested in seeing that, but that's coming out in another week. It's not coming out this week. And then, of course, another big one is going to be Angels and Demons. This week, if you have grandkids or kids or you're a fan of Hugh Jackman or just the series in general, you might check out X-Men Origins Wolverine, and here's a little bit of that.
All the things in your life, your father, war,
knowing that the woman you loved
was hunted down.
I can make all this go away.
Putting together a special team with special powers. Join me. You
will have your revenge. I think he heard you.
Okay, it's pretty explanatory as to what that is. It's, you know, comic book, basically. You're going back to the beginning of where how Wolverine started. I actually was talked into going to see the X-Men, but I liked it. I thought it was interesting. There were a lot of special effects that were pretty cool, and it was a deal where I took my nephew, and so, you know, he just adored me for taking him to the movie. So it was all good. This one actually figures out Wolverine's violent and romantic past, because he had this crazy relationship with Victor Creed, and then the Weapon X program. So how did he end up this way? And he encounters a bunch of mutants and some surprise appearances by some of the legends of the X-Men universe. It's an hour and 47 minutes, so that's pretty good. You figure you throw in the millions of previews that they show you in a theater, and you're going to get out of there under 3 hours. Because any more you go to a long movie, it is an event. You know what I'm saying? You get there, and if it's the first week it comes out and you have to get there early, you are talking about, it's like golf territory, where you could actually play a round of golf by the time they get through all the trailers, and then commercials now, because they do commercials. Well, if X-Men isn't your thing, and you're into kind of light comedy, you like Michael Douglas. I like Michael Douglas a lot. He's doing a Wall Street, too. We talked about that on one of our shows. And he is in this. Matthew McConaughey and Jen Garner are the stars, though, of course, and the movie's called Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to warn you, kid. Don't waste your life like I did.
What are you talking about?
No. You save it for the Sandman, kid. I've been watching you, and you are definitely turning out like me. Frankly, I mean, who could blame you? But tonight things are going to change. Tonight you're going to be visited by three ghosts.
You have got to be kidding me.
And you're going to be forced to feel things that you haven't felt for a long time. And remember, no matter how much it hurts, it's all for your own good. And the stuff that's not for your own good, it's for my entertainment.
Like Uncle Wayne.
Okay, it's funny I mentioned Michael Douglas. He has that little cameo, and you heard the clip there. What it is Matthew McConaughey is a celebrity photographer. He digs the chicks. He's into the women. So he's a committed bachelor who breaks up with women at the drop of a hat, I guess. And now they're showing him what could have been and all that sort of stuff. And he may ruin a wedding of somebody else. And I don't want to give the whole thing away. It's a comedy. It's an hour and 55 minutes. So you throw in the time to get there and the trailers of the upcoming movies, and you're looking at definitely over 2 hours for that one. It's not getting great reviews, okay reviews. It's what they call the chick flick, so you may have to go and see it, guys, if you're listening to me. And if you like McConaughey, I mean, he can be pretty funny, then maybe you'll like this. Remember, he was in that one movie with Kate Hudson that I thought was kind of clever.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. But then he made that, remember that terrible movie with Penelope Cruz, Sahara? Did you see that?
No, because it looked bad.
It was awful. I mean, I couldn't even watch it. I was just terrible. He was best, when he was young, A Time to Kill, that movie, which was the John Grisham book. I bet you most people
that
listening to me have seen that. It was fantastic. It was. And he was great in that. There's no question. He was excellent. Okay, the next movie we're looking at is called The Limits of Control.
Go to the towers. Go to the cafe. Wait a couple of days and watch for the violin.
No guns. No sex. How can you stand it?
It's like a game. Deception. Suspicion.
How did you get in here?
I used my imagination.
Among us, there are those who are not among us.
I'm among no one.
Is this your twisted idea of revenge?
Revenge is useless.
Everything's imagined.
Sometimes the reflection is far more present than the thing being reflected.
So what the deal is here, because I don't know if you could tell much by what we played for you, it's set in Spain, and it's a story of a loner, basically a stranger, who is meticulously outside of the law. He's doing a criminal job. He doesn't trust anyone, and apparently the objectives, you don't know what they are throughout the film. It's kind of an interesting twist. Tilda Swinton's in it. And she's been in a bunch of movies. You would recognize her. She won an Academy Award for, the movie she was in with George Clooney that I cannot think of. Now, I don't know why it's left me, but anyway, you would recognize her. She also played Queen Elizabeth, and she's in it, and there's a bunch of other famous Spanish actors in it as well. Bill Murray is in it, and it's 1 hour and 56 minutes. It's an R-rated flick. It's gotten some pretty decent reviews, to be honest with you. And it's funny, they have it listed as an art foreign thriller crime gangster flick. That just basically covers everything but comedy. It's an art foreign thriller crime gangster movie, if that helps anyone. Just roll it all
it's
in there.
It's a potpourri film.
That's right. If you like any of these things, you're going to see some of this in this movie. But it could be pretty intriguing. It could be one of those sleeper... I think it could be one of those sleeper movies. You know, there's some really big movies that we already mentioned that are getting ready to come out, and the big blockbusters are going to start to take over the theaters. But sometimes it's the kind of artish films you don't think that you're going to like, but then you go and then you're just blown away. Everybody has a movie, and I bet you anyone out there can tell me this. I'll throw out the numbers. I don't think you're going to have time to call, but I'll do it anyway. 800-259-5791. Everybody has a movie that they went to at some point in their life. They didn't know much about it, and it just blew them away, or they were just surprised by it. Remember the movie, Matt, Something About Mary? Remember that movie with Brett Favre in it?
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious.
Let's just say when I went, I don't know why, because usually I'm up on what the movies are. I knew nothing about it, and I was completely shocked by what the movie was about, but it was every twist and turn was funny.
Yeah,
and sometimes I don't like those kind of movies, but Ben Stiller was good in it.
I had friends go to that movie with their parents, and
that would be bad.
Be very uncomfortable.
Oh, that would be uncomfortable for me, too. That wouldn't have been fun at all. And you can shoot us an email anytime about the show, americatonight.net.